USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands descended on Washington, D.C. Saturday to march in support of President Donald Trump and express their belief that the 2020 presidential election was rigged against him. This protester told News Nation that he didn't trust state elections officials who have said there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
And the reason why I don't trust it is simple. You need a license to drive a car, go fishing, hunting, everything. Marriage license. Why can't we have voter ID? I think if Donald Trump said he trusts the election, he would just be conceding, and he's not about that.
Fewer Americans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving this year due to a rise in coronavirus cases. AAA says they expect at least 10% fewer people to travel for the holiday, breaking an 11-year streak of increased travel for Thanksgiving. Air travel is expected to be reduced by half, but car travel should still be popular. The Auto Club says it's expecting fewer drivers, but thinks about 48 million Americans will still hit the road for Turkey Day. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
One meal delivery app is taking itself public. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Delivery company DoorDash is planning to sell its stock to the public. The San Francisco-based company filed papers signaling its intent for an initial public offering Friday. The company is capitalizing on the growing trend of consumers embracing app-based deliveries as much of the world stays home during the pandemic. Last year, DoorDash generated $885 million in revenue. During the first 9 months of this year, revenue more than doubled that number. It was already growing before the pandemic, but the company has lost money each year since its founding. They've warned potential investors the losses could continue as they anticipate increasing expenses.
SpaceX will try again on Sunday to launch its second manned spaceflight. High winds and bad weather led Mission Control to scrap Saturday's scheduled launch, setting difficulties in landing the rocket's booster. The next window for launch will be Sunday evening around 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The flight will take three astronauts up to the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's renewed signs that shoppers are beginning to load up their pantries as cases of COVID-19 continue to soar. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the national sales and marketing agency Acosta, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
In action Saturday on the college gridiron, there was no Clemson hangover for number 2 Notre Dame. They took care of Boston College 45-31. Number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 16 Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Number 9 Miami scraped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 11 Oregon ran away from Washington State 43-29. Number 6 Florida beat down Arkansas 63-35. Tulsa scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to upset number 19 SMU 28-24. Number 20 USC escaped Arizona with a 34-30 win. And number 25 Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.